Welcome aboard on a Monday. It's the Dennis Stuckey Show here, and I hate to tell you folks, but we're kind of in the mid-August swing of things, and I don't want to rush you through your summer, but we've got high school football here in less than 3 weeks. So that's all I'm going to say about that. Let's talk a little golf to open the program. Port Huron Invitational was played over the weekend. Almost 200 golfers involved in this event, including Kyle Weimer, who was the chairman who set up the event, and who golfing with our own Nick Connard, one of the sales guys here at the radio station, won the championship flight in a one-hole playoff over Dieter Schultz and Mark Gilo. So, Kyle, thanks for coming on the show, and congratulations on a great win and what sounds like was a great event.
Yeah, Dennis, thanks for having me. Yeah, we had 98 teams this year, up from 78 from the year before. It was just a fantastic event. Joel Petey and his staff were incredible in getting everybody going from morning shotgun round to the afternoon round. The wait staff and Pete Gaglio and his crew there, just an incredible job. So we also had outstanding course conditions and weather, and John Nowakowski and his crew just got that course playing like it's incredible. So we were really lucky.
Yeah, you mentioned John Nowakowski and his crew. It can't be an easy summer for them because it's just been so dry. So how is the course playing?
Well, they do water it pretty good. Places that can normally be pretty can be pretty wet and healthy, like long grass, like Nomo areas. You can find a ball in those areas right now and play out of them, which makes for I think a little bit more playable course. But the greens they still were pretty soft, really receptive. But they rolled fantastic, fast and pretty true. And with that much traffic on them, they didn't even get that much beat up too. It was, pretty awesome.
Now you guys play best ball the first 2 days. So who was carrying who? Were you carrying Nick, or was Nick carrying you?
Well, Nick carried me, of course. he was fantastic. He's just a great partner. We got out to slow starts both days. You know, they say you need to ham and egg in best ball, and I don't know what we were, a little bit of neither. We just kind of were like, well, we'll start to hit better shots and make better scores. And we did. The first day, we birdied 7 of our late 8 last holes, to put us down to a 64 that day. Which was big. I put us on in third after day one, because we were nowhere near it for a bit. And then day two, Nick played his best golf that we had all weekend. He chipped in on 16. Again, we weren't doing so great. 16 was our third last hole on that day, and that chipped in again put us in position that on Saturday we can make a move.
You know, and then there's no place to hide on the last day because both your scores count, so you both had to step up and make your shots, right?
Yeah, that's what makes it, I think, the best ball format is a little bit more carefree and fun to play in. But if you're looking for the competition, which that's a little bit different in the first flight than some of what I've been used to playing. In the first flight, I think everybody is out there like, and everybody over the whole tournament is out there really competing. But, you know, when it's your own ball and on that day, it's a bit of a grind. And we both just grinded to the end. And I think we had a really good start going. We kind of limped in. And fortunately, it was good enough for us to – we knew where we stood with Dieter and Mark. And I just thought, like, I would be surprised if how they were playing really well. And, you know, I played probably the best tournament round I've ever played. And And I just thought it was going to be enough to put us in some sort of playoff, and it happened to be that it was. It was really cool.
When do you actually find out? Like, I'm sure you guys knew while you were out there that, hey, we're really close with these guys. But when did you actually find out you were tied and had to play the extra hole?
So we just kind of like sitting there waiting around, waiting for those scores to come in. That's where it's so much different than watching golf on TV where everybody knows, right? It's like coaching high school golf where, you know, you kind of have an idea how people are playing out on the course, maybe, you know, when you're a high school golf coach and you're waiting for those scores to come in, the last few groups or whatever. But we kind of knew the guys behind us weren't playing their best golf. We just kind of watching them a little bit. And the guys behind us were in first and second place going in. So we go, oh, man, we might pass them. And then Joel got the scorecards and gathered us all together and said, hey, you guys are going to go over to one and have a playoff. And, you know, if there's strokes, obviously we don't have any strokes on one, but when you start getting the other score, other holes, the strokes will be in play. And, we went out and played one, and one was enough. So we were lucky enough to win it there.
Who had the clinching shot?
I had a putt and I thought that all we needed was, two putts to win. And so I just kind of made sure that it wasn't going to go any far by at all. And it happened to fall in. So, I wasn't really necessarily planning to make that one, but, just to make sure that I had a tap in coming back.
Okay. You played it safe and you got rewarded. Tell me about the shootout event, because I understand that you won in this too, and that actually you've won it a couple of times, and your partner has been Dave McElroy, senior and junior.
Yeah, I think that that's like just it's an incredible story. The shootout, the way it works is on the practice round, and I think it's like, it's just a really fun event. It makes the practice round almost like a stroke play event because, you know, a lot of people are playing for that opportunity. I think some people might want to avoid it, but because there's a lot of people out there watching. The way it works is the eight lowest golfers, the eight lowest scores get paired up with the eight lowest net scores, so handicap-adjusted scores. And so I got paired up 3 years ago with Dave McElroy Sr., and we won with Dave McElroy hitting the middle of the green on a chip-off, just in the rain, in the dark. It was incredible. And so then this year, the first year I've been in it since, I get paired up with Dave McElroy Jr., and sure as can be, we happen to come down to where Dave is having a 100-yard chip-off or shot in closest to wind against Frank Partapilo Jr. Frank Partapilo Jr. has a great shot. He's like, can't be further than 15 to 20 feet away. And then Dave McElroy Jr. hits it, and it's probably about 12 feet, and we win.
Wow.
There are probably 100 people standing around watching. I don't know.
Yeah, no pressure.
People go and make a deal out of it. My wife and my son, Finn, were there watching me. And there's a bunch of people out that put bets on it, and it was just an awesome event. And not just to win with both McElroys carrying me around, it was pretty cool.
You know, I think, weren't you involved with the girls' golf program for a while at Northern, and now you've got the boys, right?
Yeah, I coached. Yeah, that's how I got in as a varsity coach. I was coaching the girls' team probably, the last year I did it was, these seniors, freshman year. I coached Megan Randolph, and that year she went to the state state finals. And she played fantastic, and I've been coaching the boys team ever since now too. This is not going to be my fifth year this upcoming season.
Wow. So you're busy. See, normally when we hear the name Weimer, we just think basketball. But
yeah, you know what? That's because Joel is such a such a star in that scene, and you know, you're thinking also of my dad and reporting in the paper and golf. No, probably not a whole lot of golf, but that's just something that I've really shifted my focus to. I love golf, and I still coach the JV team. I know I've seen you, Dennis, at our Northern basketball events, and I'm around the game quite a bit, and I'm all port here in Northern basketball as well. We'll have a good team this year too, I think.
Yeah, I'm looking forward. I don't like to rush everybody through it, but I'm actually looking forward for football to get going because football season goes fast.
Yeah, it does.
Then we're into those winter sports, and I really enjoy that. I especially enjoy following the Northern girls through the playoffs last year, I don't care if the teams are really good or really bad, or one team's good and one team's bad. There's nothing better than a Northern PH basketball game, and I enjoy that. And especially
how about that Northern PH basketball game last year?
Exactly, with all the dunks and
D'Antonio and Harbaugh in there.
Yeah. So
it's incredible.
That makes it an awful lot of fun. Hey, how is your dad doing?
He's doing great. He actually came out and he was at the shootout in that final round. On Saturday, he's officiating again and umpiring, and he's around the sports scene for sure. We're not getting rid of him anytime soon.
Well, so, I'll tell you what, that tournament he runs over at SC4 for the high school that's something else. That's a great tournament.
That's a good job for him, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
If it's just a job where he gets to reach out to people, and you know, as long as he doesn't have to work too hard and he can just talk, it's a good job for him.
And who's going to say no to him?
Oh, right, yeah. Oh, yeah, it's pretty awesome.
You just can't say no to him. Well, Kyle, thanks for doing this again. Congratulations, the championship flight. Like, those are the big boys.
Yeah, well, I mean, just kind of, you know, catch lightning in a bottle. It helps that I get a whole lot more strokes than Dieter Schultz does, so that helps. In a couple weeks in the club championship, I'm sure it'll be the other way around.
Well, he's a good one, isn't he?
Oh, yeah, he's fantastic. So is Mark.
Yep. All right. Hey, thanks again for doing this.
Thank you very much.
Kyle, and congratulations.
Yeah, I appreciate it.
And thanks, we'll see you around, and good luck with the boys' golf this year, too.
I appreciate it. We should have a good team, too.
All right. Outstanding. Kyle Weimer joining us on the program today, and we will take a break, and we'll be back with more in just a moment here on the Dennis Stuckey Show.